So I'm a voice actor and an impressionist, and I went on an African safari, and I actually lured an elephant to our Jeep using my elephant call. Here's the story of what happened. I went on an African safari. One of the number one animals that I wanted to see on the safari were elephants. And I was so excited to see one out in the wild. But when we get there, we start doing some safari drives and we're seeing all kinds of beautiful animals. We're seeing buffalo, we're seeing zebras, but we're not really seeing many elephants. And we try a couple more drives, and eventually we pull up to a clearing and there is an elephant deep in the bush. Now, pretty much everyone in our Jeep knew what I did for a living. So they all start telling me, Brian, do your elephant trumpet and see if we can lure this elephant out so we can see him. Part of me really wants to do this because I want to see an elephant. The other part of my brain is saying, this is a 5-ton behemoth of an animal. If I trumpet at this thing, are we gonna tick it off and are we gonna die? And luckily, the logic part of my brain was winning. But not wanting to disappoint everybody else on the tour bus, I talked to our tour guide saying, hey, that's a bad idea, me trumpeting like an elephant, right? That's not a good idea. And to much of my surprise and a bit of my chagrin, the tour guide says, no, totally do it. That would be awesome. What? Great, I don't even have a tour guide on my side. So, all right, let's do this. So I reach down in and do one of the loudest elephant trumpets I've ever done in my life. The elephant stops eating and just slowly turns and stares at me right in the eyes. Like, these are the pictures I took. That's him eating. Then he just turns his head and stares right at me. Woo! The fear that comes over your body when the biggest animal that walks on this planet is staring right at you. It was a miracle I didn't need to change my pants when I got back to our hotel. Let me just put it that way. And then the tour guide starts yelling at me. He's looking. Do it again. And I just look like, no! The elephant's not looking you in the eye. But then the elephant turns and he comes out of the bush and he comes straight to our Jeep. I mean, this thing was like 10 feet away from our Jeep. He was huge. This thing was like twice the size of our Jeep. And I'm sitting there going, oh no, I got us killed. But luckily for us, he was just curious. He looked at our Jeep, he looked at us in the Jeep and just kind of turned and went on his way. But, looking back in hindsight, it was one of the coolest experiences that I've ever had, but it was terrifying in the moment.